Splinters of Jade grapples with mature and sensitive topics, which could be triggering for some listeners. There may be scenes ranging from the use of drugs or alcohol, suicide, enforced marriages, to violence, body horror, gore, and the dehumanization of certain castes, classes, or nations of people. Please see the show notes for episode details. Listener discretion is advised.
You're listening to Splinters of Jade, the Legend of the Five Rings role-playing game actual play podcast. I'm your game master, Chris Garvey.
Your feet may be fast, but your blade work is significantly lacking.
Cooney Guru is played by Buell Richardson.
Ruby, never underestimate the Ronin.
Kitsuki Akira is played by Steve Lanslow Bartolome.
I'm going to need to rest. Limp.
And Yogo Sojibo is played by Brent Thorson.
If I have to use any magic to heal you guys, actually, I probably won't. You're on your own.
Now, on with our show. All right, so you guys have had a chance to recover and recuperate. It's a bit of a trek from the village to Kyuden Tanbo, and you guys have spent a day in the Stillwater Shrine. Just outside, you guys decide that Kitsuki Akira and Sai are going to have a sparring match. So our scene opens on the two of them facing each other. Although we're just doing a sparring match, we are going to be doing it with dual rules. So the field is still wet with dew. Sai has tied up the lower parts of his yukata and has the two gao, one in each hand. He's just standing and staring, waiting.
Cooney Guru is standing up to the side, watching him very closely, because he wants to see how those weapons work well. It is something that Guru is definitely curious on. Very different style of weapon than what he's seen in the Empire, and he wants to know how they work.
Yogo is probably just aside from where the point of strike would most likely be, kind of being a referee, or I don't remember what they call it in Rokugan, but it's going to judge who is strong. Like, are we doing to first strike or first blood?
We'll do first touch, really.
Okay, so kind of like the field marshal.
Basically. How's Yogo feeling? I mean, this is still pretty early in the morning. The dew is still on the grass.
Yes. So this is... So here I'm going to start. This is to first strike. If I have to use any magic to heal you guys... Actually, I probably won't. You're on your own.
Gee, thanks, Yogo-san. Kitsuki Akira is standing opposite him. Again, like Sai, he's had his tied up, has his Jian out.
Do we want to describe the Jian? Like, have we described the Jian yet?
Jian is basically a Chinese straight-bladed sword, the kind mainly used in Tai Chi. If you've seen the movie Crouching Dragon, Hidden Tiger, the Jade Destiny is a Jian-type sword.
And Just for reference, a gao is better known as a Chinese hook sword. A very unique kung fu weapon.
Almost looks like a Klingon batliff. Almost.
Like half a Klingon batliff.
Yeah.
All right. So the start of a duel is going to initiate with a meditation check. That's basically checking a person's centering, and this will determine their initiative in combat. So it's a TN1 meditation in whatever stance you're going to be in.
Okay. Going in air stance.
And as they're standing there in their stances, gauging their opponents, Kuniguru is sitting up to the side, stroking his chin, making sure not to impact any of his kabuki makeup, and also judging Sai's stance.
All right, so Sai is in a fire stance. He's got one arm forward holding one gao horizontally, while the other gao is up over his head. He's got his legs bent and he's down ready for combat. He has four success, one opportunity. Two of those success came from strife.
Okay, Akira is in an air stance, feet planted about shoulder width apart, left foot in front of the other. His Jian is off to one side, his offhand pointing towards Sai. And I've currently got two successes, one opportunity, and one strife.
All right. So Sai is going to get to go first with initiative of four. And Akira gets to go second with an initiative of two.
Okay. Tactical assessment. I can spend that advantage. Learn one advantage and physical or supernatural resist of the enemy. I'm learning his physical resistance.
Trying to figure out where that is in here.
Wait, isn't that added to their focus?
Yes, it should be added to their focus.
So you should double check, like, what's your focus?
My focus is 5, so that's an initiative total of 7.
Yeah, focus of 5, initiative of 9. So it doesn't change the order.
Just checking.
Very, very right of you, yes.
Physical. I'm trying to figure out where in here things are. Looking for physical resistance.
A little aside here. For sumo, what is the proper fan technique for the judge? Because I know he uses a fan.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just going to use that to mark who hit first as I just kind of use my Tessen.
So at the start of each round, we can do a stare down and bid a certain amount of strife, not to exceed our composure level, right, to increase our initiative. On the count of 3, we'll reveal how many tokens we have. 1, 2, 3. So you'll increase by 1, which still means you go second. Sai sits there and he actually just hunkers himself lower to the ground, the blades being a wall around him.
As Kuniguru is sitting off to the side, he's muttering himself, he's in fire stance. Interesting. I need to pick up a pair of those, at least one. Try them out.
Yeah, he's thinking, he's in fire, yet he's not attacking. This must be a very defensive weapon, so... So Kira's going to quickly dart forward, come in from his right, down under, and up and then back off, sort of testing the waters, so to speak. Okay, so that's an explosion. Okay, three successes, one strife, one opportunity.
So as you're reaching down, he quickly twists his hand down, hooking with the hooked end, the point of the Gion, lifting it up, and moves for a counterattack. But misses with his other arm.
As I sort of expected that and stepped backwards.
So it looks like the blades are defensive as well as offensive.
Sure.
Haven't had any sake this morning yet?
Maybe. I mean, no. Technically, it was shoshu.
So true. You have not had any sake today.
Your feet may be fast, but your blade work is significantly lacking. You're going to take two strife from his insult. And we'll go ahead and bid our... So Sai is going first. He's remaining in fire stance. Really nice. Really. I got a whole lot of blanks. And he just kind of slides your blade off of his, jumping back and getting ready for another attack.
Blade work may be sloppy, but you can't hurt what you can't hit. This time trying a feint towards the center, dropping down, spinning, and doing an upward slash.
And what stance are you in if you're feinting?
I am in air. Okay, that is three successes, one strife, one advantage.
All right, anything you want to do with your advantage?
I'm very subtle with the feint.
All right, so, you know, as you start to feint, he tries to lift up and do another hook, but you're able to just get barely through, and he has to really work at dodging.
Yeah, as this passive conflict, could he hold his hand to Yogo?
I didn't see any contact.
Lucky. I know you have some on you.
Oh.
Let's just hold his hand out. Grab the sake. Open it up. Sniff it. Close it up. Hand it back.
All right, Steve, let's go ahead and bid.
You don't always need to drink it to gain the pleasure of it.
Continuing in fire stance, Sai is just swinging in and does pretty well this time. A bit of a daredevil, he has actually jumped up and trying to do a downward strike on you with five success.
Okay.
So, which is added to his weapon, and how much?
It's a damage 4 weapon.
So that's 9 damage heading towards you.
And I have an endurance of 8.
Ow.
So minus your physical defense.
Physical defense, which is the traveling clothes, which is physical 2.
So yeah, it took a lot of energy, but I think you're still up.
Yeah, you're one more...
One more hit and the match is his.
Describe how you dodged out of this and burnt out your energy.
He jumped up towards me. I quickly did a forward roll, landing behind him. but twisted my ankle at getting up.
Oh, wait, that was 4 successes? Oh, 5 successes. So that's technically to hit. That is -3, so it's only 2 plus 4, so that was only 6. Minus his... God dang.
Yeah.
Combat's a little bit more complicated than I remember.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which is why we five, don't do three, it often.
So 6 hits, so you have 2.
Oh, and if Kasuki-san is breathing hard, he does have that bad heart.
Yes, I'm... Honestly, this is very foolish. I don't know why Bushi think with their swords more than their heads.
Because typically, if they get a good strike off, the other person doesn't think at all.
But it gets blood everywhere. I mean,
Okay, now that I'm behind him, quick forward slash across his upper back. Okay, 3 successes, 3 strife.
And what is your limit?
My limit is 8, and I have 9. I can no longer keep dice that show strife.
All right, and we're going to bid strife. But since you cannot bid strife...
Did that hit?
It did. Well, it came close. Sensing the strike, Sai lowers and rolls himself.
So, yeah, Steve, a little bit of, like, how the...
Right.
Stuff.
No,
works.
I understand.
Well, let's explain it for our viewers.
Okay.
Listeners.
Yes.
So it's a very interesting system. Rather than taking physical damage, you're going against your endurance. You're wearing yourself out as this dance back and forth of combat goes. And the more tired you get, the easier, once you reach your endurance limit, then it's possible to take actual injuries, and then we look at our critical injuries. There's always the option to take a critical injury instead of taking the hit to your endurance.
Okay.
All right.
Bidding strife.
Figured we both go with 0 on that one. No need for either of us.
Right.
So... actually going to shift into... No. He's going to stay in fire stance.
I think Kasuki-san is learning some things here. It would be never underestimate the Ronin for their knowledge. Maybe different than what's taught in the schools.
Well, since you have never seen these weapons before... We have no idea what they're capable of.
Oh, I have a pretty good idea.
I actually need to do a quick second roll here because of an ability. So, one ability he has is ferocity. To stop fighting and not deal killing blows, he actually has to roll for it.
Can I do a... I don't know what check it would be. I know it would be avoid stance to sense this happening and stop it.
Yeah, since both of us are technically watching.
Because it's not really a perception. It's more like I'm...
Yeah.
Feeling his killing intent. And we are Shugenja, so we should be able...
You can either do it as meditation... Or martial arts melee.
Actually, no. Neither are good. Okay, let's try this.
Is there a specific ring that you would say would fit more?
It would be void. Because I'm trying to sense his killing intent rather than seeing it. Well, I got an explosion. Let's see what that gives me. Another explosion. I may be able to do this. Okay. So despite taking 3 strife on this, I have 4 successes.
So you are able to sense it. So let's go ahead.
Yeah, I have two successes.
Let's go ahead and narrate this out. So Sai is coming with the blades, running up, and is just about to come into contact with Akira when...
I cast Grasp of Earth.
Did I notice it with two?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm trying to find out if I can do something. Yeah.
So it's going to be a T. Let's double check, see if I actually make it.
Yeah. So as you're rolling, I see this. It's
stop!
So I have enough to do this. He has to make a TN4 fitness check. Air 2, water 5. He's in fire, so it'd be 4.
Yeah, and I'm technically using voice of command. I'm not sure if they will do anything in this instance, but yelling, stop. Which is actually directed at both.
So he breaks right through the rock with 6 success.
Dang. Ooh. All right, well... Yeah. I will use the opportunity to reduce the damage to 0. So basically he, because even if when I succeed, he deals damage. Mm-hmm. He just does not fall prone.
So I'm going to make this. So spending void, if you do it prior, what do you get for spending it prior? You know, spend void.
Oh. You get to add a skill dice.
I'm keeping those exploding successes for damn sure.
Yeah, that's what really happened with mine is I got exploding upon exploding upon exploding.
Okay. Oh, I'm sure you did.
I have 3 successes, 2 strife, and 2 opportunity.
So after breaking through the rocks, he's startled back into the moment by this command from the Kuni. And he is able to pull back just in the moment of time before taking the head of Kitsuki Akira.
Did Kitsuki Akira take a step back as a...
Oh, yeah.
So when I see him stop, blade sheathed both.
Bow.
He just drops the swords because they have to be strapped back.
Bow to him. You are quite the combatant.
I thank you. I apologize, Samurai-sama.
And as you have mentioned, my blade work is sloppy.
I'm happy to help you. I'm sworn to not teach you these blades yet. And as a point of clarification, I was not angry. I was just enjoying the battle.
In the moment, understood.
There's a time to use the berserker, and there's a time to rein it in. You should talk with the Hida Berserker. They can help you with that.
And this is all internal, but for me, this is my internal thoughts right now. I'm going to have to keep an eye on this one, and I'm wondering if my choice to hire him was a good one. And I'm going into a little bit of self-doubt, and I think that's where all the strife that I got came from. It's like, oh boy, this guy's a little bit on the... loose end.
I do understand that you have taken a vow not to teach the blades. But for myself, I do not truly use blades, but I do study blades. To know a weapon is to know the advantages and disadvantages of that weapon, and which, when it is most advantageous to use it, and what weapons can make it most disadvantageous to use.
Oh, Well, you are welcome to watch as I practice my katas.
I will. Look over at Kazuki Ikeda. How's your heart?
I'm going to need to rest.
Get some water.
I limp, limp, limp.
And because of the startle and between both Kuniguru's command as well as the slash, you're going to take strife because of your heart condition.
Hello once again, Kuroko here. That's a close one for Akira. That Ronin Sai has a bit of a vicious streak, doesn't he? Hopefully it doesn't get him into too much trouble. But I am here with some announcements, shoutouts, and other items. First, we need to thank Around the Table Pub, a family-friendly, LGBTQ+ friendly, and woman-friendly gaming pub in Linwood, Washington, for allowing us to use their back room to record these episodes. Next, Trevor Cuba of the Court Games podcast is trying to start RokuCon, a L5R devoted convention in Michigan. Please let him know if you are interested in attending such an event. We also want to start giving shoutouts to members of our community, so send us some to our email, sajpotrpg@gmail.com, with something you are working on. We also could use a couple more scary stories for our special Halloween episode. So send us some 700-word tales of the horrors of Rokugan. These may be edited for time and such other things. Finally, we are still waiting on 3 more Apple Podcast reviews for our review contest to be a spooky creature in a future episode. So go ahead and leave us a rating and review on iTunes. Now let us see what awaits our magistrates on the last leg of their journey to Cutie.
Where are we currently at?
You are just north of the Stillwater Shrine and south of Kyuden Tanbo.
So we should be making Kyuden Tanbo sometime today?
Yes. So as you're going along, headed towards Kyuden Tanbo, you come across a fork in the road. To the left, there's a, you can see it's a shorter trail. There's some downed bamboo over part of the walkway, and it is quite a bit more rigorous. It's steeper, more challenging. The one to the right is a much longer trail, but it appears to be easier in regards to getting up to the castle.
With the fact that Akira's heart is probably still going a mile an hour, I think it is best that we take the easier path. So just be careful.
Kuni-san, I believe some spiritual insight would benefit us in the situation. So, let's see.
You are correct, Yogo-san. So, shall we both commune with the spirits to get some insight into the paths?
If we do, I mean, it's up to him. And I point at Chris, sorry. It's up to Chris to see whether or not we can do it, both can do it.
You'll have to do it in different basically different roles.
Yeah, so we're each doing our own.
think the only two that really apply are air and earth.
And I'm doing earth.
I have a high earth rank, so but I'll do air. And this is seeing what I can do.
Earth theology. So it's going to be, so me, it's earth theology. Well, I've got, let's see. I will keep those exploiting successes. I've got two successes, two strife, and an advantage. I think I'm going to use the advantage to remove one of the strifes, so I only take one. And how this works for Kuniguru, he goes over to where the road actually forks. Puts his hand on the ground flat. He's, come of the earth. Come hear my plea. Give me advice on these two paths.
So you get an image in your head. Basically, you're seeing the two lines, and they're going off indefinitely. And one just cuts off and then restarts again. To the right, you see it go, and then there's a shadow. And the trail continues through the shadow into infinity.
Okay. Thank you for your guidance. And then I will stand back up.
Now, at the same time, this is all
concurrent. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go ahead and try and ask the air spirit, the air kami. And I forget, how do air kami communicate? Like, I know there's temperaments. I don't remember those from the previous editions.
I would say the air kami would be more flighty and...
Yeah.
Anyways.
TN1. So that is a success. And... So I'm going to learn one fact I know about that the kami will know about the area. And I'm kind of focusing down the paths. And I also want to detect all spirits and use their magic by... and uses of their magic by Shugenja, I guess. No, that's only my range bands. Plus your bonus successes. I don't have any bonus successes, so never mind. I can only keep two. I'm going to keep... So I'm going to ask two things. Wait, can we do that?
You can ask about one thing about each path.
Yeah.
That's two things.
All right, I ask what is down one path, the right one, and what is down the left one. Should I just...
So you kind of get a misty, swirling image of a, when you focus to the left, of a, you think it's probably a bridge. To the right, it just starts kind of moving along and then shaking suddenly and dispersing.
There's something down the left path.
What did you get? What did the kami's communicate to you about the left path?
Shaking and then dispersion.
That was the right.
That was the right path.
Oh. Okay, so...
Left path, honestly, had the bridge.
Left path had what?
Left path had
a bridge.
Right path had the shaking.
Right path. And the right path's the easier path?
Mm-hmm.
Well, as the spiritual investigators of Rokugan, I think it's our duty to go down and inspect the spiritual disturbance down the right path.
So you say the air kami said there was a bridge to the left that would correlate to the drop-off. that the Earth Kami told me. Mm-hmm. On the right, they said it becomes shadowy for a ways, then back.
Yes.
I agree. We should go investigate.
At least investigate if we can.
Yes, agreed.
We should at least attempt to solve it.
Appease the Kami in solving the issues.
So as you're going down, I'm actually going to have you guys basically in a stance as you're going through so that you can pick up different information.
I will be in... So you're going to be in Earth stance. I'll be in air stance.
I'll let you choose first this time.
I will be in air stance.
You can be in the same stances.
I know, but it's just for... I'll be in Earth. You know, might as well. It's my best. Oh, that's not what I'm looking for.
So, and I'm actually going to be in void stance. Yes, it's not my best, but I'm trying to pick up more of what's going on around.
I'll go ahead and go with air then.
Now we just need two more for fire and water.
Well, we've got Psy as fire.
Oh, the Kappa, they're water.
Yes, the Kappa are water.
They're off doing your bidding right now.
So.
I will also tell our non-Ashigaru peasants to remain here at the fork in the road.
Did we get a rough idea of how far along the path it was?
The Kami can't really communicate that.
That's what I'm saying, a rough. 5 to 10 miles.
We're traveling at the speed of plot, so I wouldn't worry too much about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would suggest having the peasants follow, but at a bit of a distance.
Yes.
Actually, how wide is the path? So if we had to turn around, could the cart turn around?
It's about 2 carts wide.
A bit tight, but could. Okay. But Kuniguru takes off his shoes, and he's going to walk barefoot. So the reason why Kuniguru is taking off his shoes, because being in void stance, he's feeling the earth on from his feet, the air on his skin, the water and fire within his body, taking everything in, feeling the heat of the sun.
All and nothing.
Yep.
So as you go down the trail, you get to a point where you can see that the trailway has been brushed aside, but there are some dark spots on the sand of the road.
Using medicine, I'm going to go down, and Katsuki-san, will you join me?
Hey.
And I figure we both sit down. Does it look like blood?
Looks like blood.
Out of the corner of your eye, you can see a foot sticking out of a bush.
We have a body. I walk over. Open up the bushes.
You see naked and dead people. About 5 or 6 of them.
Is there an obvious killing wounds?
Several of them are bloated and have ligature marks across their neck. One has had his scalp cut off. And another has been run through with some sort of long, sharp weapon. the smell of putrescence and decomposition is pretty rank in the air as you move the plants out of the way.
Oof. They have been here a while. Looks like they were hung. This one run through.
This is your lands, pretty much, the dragon lands. Do you recognize any of them, or which village they may have come from?
Could it be Yobanchin?
Does not appear so.
Splinters of Jade is a work of fiction and is not affiliated with Fantasy Flight Games or Esmond International. The music is used with permission from Darren Curtis. More of his music can be found on SoundCloud, Bandcamp, or his website, DarrenCurtisMusic.com. Our logo was designed by Nix and Amelia. More of her art can be found on Etsy. Recording, editing, and sound design is by Brent Thorson. Story is conceived by Chris Garvey. You can follow us on Twitter at SojPodRPG. That's at SojPodRPG. On Facebook at facebook.com/SojPodRPG and SojPodRPG.podbean.com. You can message us at SojPod@gmail.com and support us on Patreon at patreon.com/SojPodRPG to get exclusive episodes and extras. Please leave us a rating and review on iTunes, Google Play, and your podcast player of choice. Thank you for listening, and remember, if you can't jade strike it, grasp it with earth.